Greetings, friends. My name is Brad DiDonato. I am with Touched by Him Ministries. Welcome to today's broadcast. Let's let the Lord be lifted up. Let him be exalted on high. He is a good God. He takes pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. Welcome to the broadcast today. Again, my name is Brad DiDonato, and I am with Touched by Him Ministries. If this is the first time that you've tuned into the broadcast, don't think it's an accident, because it's not. God's not a God of randomness. He's not a God of chance. He's not a God of happenstance. He has plans. He has purposes, and he's pursuing those plans with you today. If you don't know him, here's going to be your opportunity to receive Christ as your personal Lord and Savior.
And before I get going any farther into the broadcast, let's get the particulars out of the way here first. You can go to our website at tbhm.org or touchedbyhim.org. Either one. It's short for Touched by Him Ministries, tbhm.org. Go there and go straight to our homepage. At the bottom of our homepage, you can find all our contact information. At the bottom left-hand side of the page, you can see our mailing address. Our mailing address is Touched by Him Ministries, P.O. Box 2247, Grand Junction, Colorado, 81502. Again, that's Touched by Him Ministries, P.O. Box 2247, Grand Junction, Colorado, 81502. You can call us, click on the phone number, 970-314-4077. Again, that's 970-314-4077. If you're calling for a prayer, leave your prayer request. If you get voicemail, don't be discouraged. Leave the prayer request in the voicemail. We'll start praying for you immediately, and we'll get back in touch with you. If you give us a way and you want us to, give us a number in which we can reach back out to you, and we will. Also, you can contact us via email, praywithme@tbhm.org. That's TBHM for Touched by Him Ministries, tbhm.org. So very simple email, praywithme@tbhm.org. You know, email us, send in your prayer requests. God's on the move. Believe on him for your health and your healing. Attend to his word, who is Jesus himself. Put him, Jesus, first place. He was, is, and always will be Christ the healer, the hope of glory inside of you, believer. So lean upon him, not your own understanding. Doesn't matter what man has to say, God's final authority when it comes to your health and healing. All you need is faith in God, and you can be delivered from whatever circumstance that you find yourself in today concerning sickness and disease. What a time in which we are and are alive. One of the things I want to tell you about the broadcast is we only air approximately, we only rent 30 minutes of airtime every week. So if you're listening to our broadcast over the radio, understand that. You can always go to our media page at our website, touchedbyhim.org or tbhm.org. When you get to the home page, go to the click on the media page, and there you'll see Radio Week of July 6th, 2025. I had to think about that. We're now into the month of July in the year 2025. What a time to be alive. But the point of the media page is that because we only rent so many minutes of airtime, we have to cut many of the messages short. They run longer than the 30 minutes, so you can hear the broadcast in its entirety on the media page. So this, and then I always put another 5, 6, 7 radio broadcasts out there prior week so that you can feed your spirit on it all the time. For all of you traveling down the highways listening to this broadcast, you can stream it right into your vehicle, whatever it is, however you're getting the internet into your car or truck. If you're listening to the broadcast, you can stream it and listen to it 2, 3, 4 times in a week to feed your spirit, man, so that it will strengthen him and encourage him and get it down into your spirit. You want to keep God's word. I use as much word of God as I can with every message, because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth will speak. And as you fill up that vessel inside of you with the word of God on a regular basis, faith comes. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God, and it'll make you a more successful, a more victorious Christian in every area of your life. So listen to those broadcasts and let them feed your spirit. And don't listen to it at just one time or two times. Get it down into your spirit. Listen to them 3, 4, 5 different times. You know, with God on your side, the willingness to conform to the lordship of Jesus Christ by studying the word of God and putting it to work in your life by doing what it says to do and saying what it says to say and not doing what it tells you not to do and not saying what it tells you not to say, you will reap the reward promised in his word as the fullness of the blessing begins to manifest in your life. And with the time in which we're living right now, you want the max of all that, and God is doing a great and mighty work starting now and going forward. You can see the evidence of it in your daily life on a regular basis, both your personal life and in the public life. God's word works. He's no respecter of persons. If he did it for anyone, he will do it for you. He scours the earth seeking to perform his word, and he is able to accomplish his every declaration. There's over 1,800 personal promises in God's word for each and every believer. In Christ Jesus, they are all yes and amen, which means so be it. So get after it, you know, study, put yourself and throw yourself into the word. You know, if you need prayer, come, you know, contact us. We'll pray with you in your daily process as you get up and get your day going on a regular basis. Draw close to him. As you do that, he will draw close to you. God is a personal God. He takes pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. That song that we open up with on a regular basis with this ministry, and also close with it from the media page. You can find it under resources. One of the things, it's called Related Links, and you can go there, and that page that we open up with on a regular basis, or that's, I'm sorry, not the page, the song that we open up with is from the God of Abundance CD. There's a button on the media page that you can click to that has a picture of that particular CD. You can go to it, you can click on it, you can download the, you can download it for $8 with all the songs that are on that CD, or you can order yourself a copy of that CD for $14.98, and you can get it directly from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. And that's why we open and close with that particular CD, because it's all based on God's word, and that word will feed your spirit. And the beauty of listening to God's word while you work during the day is that music's power is that it can go and feed right down directly into your spirit while you're working and focused personally on something else in the foreground, including work. While you're at work, you can keep that music and that word pumping into your life, even while you're working, getting your work done, and at the same time filling up that container inside of you where your spiritual heart gathers that word and then eventually fills up and overflows. And as I said earlier, once you get to that point of overflowing, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth will speak. You can speak to your mountains, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, not doubt in your heart, but believe that those things which you say will come to pass, and you will have whatsoever you say. So keep that word coming in your ears, keep it coming in your eyes, and let it build up inside of you, and then use that word in your life as you go forward and watch the victory manifest like you've never anticipated before. I mean, we're living in such a perfect time right now, people. I've said it so many times. We're in the year of 5785 on the Hebrew calendar, the year of 2025 on the world's calendar. And this new year has been one of a new beginning for the entire world, especially the current body of Christ, his ecclesia, and the huge number of new believers just now starting to come in and join the ranks. And if there is one word to use to explain that the beginning of this new year was like, it's the word justice, and not just anyone's justice, but God's justice proved holy by his righteous acts. Isaiah 5:16, but the Lord Almighty will be exalted by his justice, and the holy God will be proved holy by his righteous acts. And that is going on all around you. And as he administers his justice worldwide, believer, our countenance will change through the joy being experienced that you will experience, while at the same time, the purposefully wicked and sinful evildoers will be filled with terror simply because they know their gig is up and there will be no place to run and hide, and they will know it. Proverbs 21:15, when justice is done, it brings joy to the righteous but terror to evildoers. Needless to say, believer, things are looking up, especially compared to the events and happenings over the past 4 years. And this year, 2025, the year 5785, is a new beginning for you. You're moving into a new state, a state where you will fare well, especially in respect to good fortune, happiness, well-being, and prosperity. Remind yourself of the plans he has for you. I quoted this last week, Jeremiah 29, verse 11, for I know the thoughts and plans that I have for you, says the Lord, thoughts and plans for welfare and peace and not for evil, to give you hope in your final outcome. And whatever your state of welfare is right now, know you haven't even come close to what his true plans are for you. So do not settle in the current status quo and do not give up. And keep on keeping on, raising your expectations back up to his standards designed for you. Proverbs 23:18, for surely there is a latter end, a future and a reward, and your hope and expectation shall not be cut off. You know, we're in a time of the greater glory. The greater glory is here. There is a new normal now that we're living in. You're seeing it manifest on every news broadcast coming out to you from the United States, on every news broadcast that's going all over the world. The whole earth is being filled with his glory, and the church, the body of Christ, is in a process called glorification, and he's pouring out his spirit on all flesh, and the evidence is the manifestation of his glory. Your own salvation is being glorified, and you are in the process of becoming without spot or wrinkle. And if that doesn't get you excited, something's wrong with you, man. Your wood's wet. Time to get dried out. Psalm 105, verse 7, he is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. He has remembered his covenant forever. The Lord, which he commanded to 1,000 generations. Man, he honors his word. If God spoke it, it's going to happen, people. Which covenant he made with Abraham and his oath unto Isaac, and confirmed the same unto Jacob for a law, and to Israel for an everlasting covenant, saying, unto thee I will give the land of Canaan and the lot of your inheritance, when we were but a few men in number, yea, very few and strangers in it. He's doing all that for us, people, and he's going forward. He hasn't forgot about you. You know, happy 4th of July, people. What a day, what a year to be alive. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, and that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Without liberty, you can't have happiness, and without life, you can't have liberty. So, and justice is ringing out everywhere. They're even getting rid of abortion clinics all over throughout the land, and it's going to happen in every state. It's going to be totally clean. Justice is ringing out everywhere. Judgment of the nations is underway. Judgment in the church house is also falling. I tell you, there's corruption in the church house, and those people who are going against what God said was true and what was good and what was sanctified and what is holy, their time has come to an end. The Lord is is judging the church, and the church house is falling. So don't think they're getting out from under this or unscathed in any way. The nations are being shaken for certain, and so is the church. The Lord, he hates an unjust balance, and the shaking is just now getting underway. Look around you. Look at what the Lord is doing in the people on the earth and every nation of the earth. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Oh, happy day, oh, happy day, oh, happy day. Admittedly, where we are today as a nation, I thought we would have been at 2 years ago. However, with the Lord, a day is as a thousand years, and a thousand years is as a day. Patience, my boy, patience is what the Lord told me. Always remember, it's through faith and patience that we inherit the promises. And I admittedly was so anxious this 4th of July day in the year 2023 when the Lord shared with me what is about to happen and has been happening. And as I come across to you over the internet and the airways, I'm happy to report the final outpouring that he's promised, that he told me about in 2023, is now underway. And we've been waiting for almost 2,000 years for the current manifestation of God to finally get underway. You know, I've talked about it and mentioned it, but it's always worth repeating. Matthew 6, 9 and 10, after this manner, therefore, pray you, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I'm telling you, it's getting down, it's getting underway, and it's a time to be excited. I open up a lot with the John chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same in the beginning with God, and all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. And that we're talking about the Lord Jesus Christ here. He was in there from the beginning. He stepped down and became poor so that we might become rich. And that richness and that reality is just now beginning to manifest in him. And the kingdom of God is manifesting everywhere as that prayer that we prayed in Matthew chapter 6 there, verse 9, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. That prayer is now beginning to manifest. And, you know, all things that were made by him and without him was not anything made that was made. And this is all the Lord's doing. All this shaking, all this judgment, the earth and all that is in it is the Lord's. And this is what's happening all around us. And you should be excited, Christian. And for those of you who are not born again, you should be excited too, because you want to get drawn in on this. And the good news is God's not looking to hold anything back. His desire remains the same, and that is that all should come to the saving grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ, every single one of you. And it's as simple. You just have to believe in your heart and confess him as Lord with our mouth. If you go to our website, go to the page tbhm.org or touchedbyhim.org, go to their webpage and click on the prayer of salvation. Just say that prayer that's in bold letters and paragraphs out loud, believing, and you will be saved. You'll be translated out of that kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son. And then you get started in your new life with your new beginning in Christ Jesus. Just continue on with that webpage, the page of the prayer of salvation, and do what is outlined there and follow through on it. Call us here at the ministry. Let us know that you've said the prayer. We'll rejoice with you, and that helps seal the deal. Jesus said, if you'll confess me before others, I will confess you before the Father, and that gets you that completes the translation. You're now a citizen of the kingdom of God, and you get going forward with the victory that comes from being in Christ Jesus by simply discipling yourself. He told us, once you get saved, seek first the kingdom of God and his way of doing things. I did that. I didn't know anything about God. And so I sought him out, you know. And how I do that, I did it by his word. In John chapter 1 there that I was quoting earlier, where I said all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of man, and the light shines in darkness, and the darkness simply doesn't comprehend it, doesn't know what to do about it, can't do anything to do about it. And That's it. But then if you go on down to verse 14 of John chapter 1, it says, the Word was made flesh, dwelt among us. We beheld his glory, the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And so you can go into the Word and study from the Lord. You know, the Word of God is Jesus himself. He is the Word. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And he came down. He stepped out of heaven. He stepped out of all his glory, all his richness, all his magnificence, and came down to pay the price for us that we couldn't pay for ourselves. And by doing that, we could then be with him in glory. And he's blessed you in all your ways. You're richer than you ever thought you were, better off than you ever knew. And it's time for you to step up into the level that he wants you to live at. Don't be thinking that you're not deserving. You are. God paid the price for you, and he wants to share with you everything that he's got. The earth and all that is in it is the Lord's. So get that and know that for sure. You know, the shaking that's going on, he told us he was going to do it. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 26, yet once more I shake not the earth only, but also heaven. And this word, yet once more, signifies the removing of those things that are shaken, as of the things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. Wherefore, we receive a kingdom which cannot be removed. Let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear, for our God is a consuming fire. And Haggai chapter 2, for thus says the Lord of hosts, yet once, it is a little while, I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land, and I will shake all nations, and the desire of all nations shall come, and I will fill this house with glory, says the Lord of hosts. You know, that house of glory, your body, believer, is a temple of the Holy Ghost. The silver is mine, the gold is mine, says the Lord of hosts. The glory of this latter house shall be greater than the former, says the Lord of hosts. And in this place will I give peace, says the Lord of hosts. In this time where there's a whole lot of shaking going on, that was Haggai chapter 2. The scripture I was quoting out before that was repeated by the writer of Hebrews in chapter 12, that very same scripture. So, you know, God said it twice. It's going to happen, and it's actually happening right now. And it's just getting rolling. And like the Lord says, the silver is mine, the gold is mine, says the Lord of hosts. The glory of this latter house shall be greater than the former, says the Lord of hosts. And in this place will I give peace, says the Lord of hosts. So get ready to shout, get ready to celebrate, because you got victory coming your way. And what a time for the newbie to get saved if you haven't done so. What a time to repent and get right with the Lord if you've fallen away. Don't delay another minute, people. Time is short. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the day to get right back in right standing with the Lord. And now is the acceptable time. Don't put it off till tomorrow. You don't know what tomorrow will bring. So take care of this very important duty for yourself this very day, this very moment. Jesus is the way. He's the only way. There is no other way. And if you want to live the victory that he wants you to live, then you got to get right with him. You got to stay right with him, or just come on into the kingdom. And again, as I said earlier, his desire has not changed. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And one of those desires is that none should perish, but all should come to the saving grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ. You know, there's a very real hell, people. And Jesus came and paid that price for you, that so you wouldn't have to go there. And when you receive him as your personal Lord and Savior, that is the translation process. You get translated out of that kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear Son, and you can go forward with that victory. So we're truly coming into a golden time, people, here on planet Earth. And it is for all the current Christians and all the newbies on the way as the great outpouring gets underway. Yes, people, the Lord, he's coming back. But he's not coming back for a sick, broken down, busted, and disgusted group of believers. No, no way. He's coming back for a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle, where not one, not a single solitary true believer will be broke down, sick, feeble, or broke financially. Ephesians 5, in verse 25, Christ said that he gave himself for the church, for us, that he might sanctify and cleanse the church with the washing of water by the word. He is the word of God, and that he might present it to himself a glorious church. He's cleaning you up, believer, one that will not have a spot or a wrinkle or any such thing, that you should be made holy and without blemish, and he's going to present it to himself. People, come, let us return unto the Lord, for he's torn, he will heal us. He has smitten, he will bind us up. After 2 days, he will revive us. And that's where we're at right now with that outpouring of the glory, man, the manifestation of the kingdom of God. As we prayed that prayer for 2,000 years, it's now happening. His kingdom has come and is now presenting itself on earth as it is in heaven. And then after that, and we're made glorious, then on the third day when it's fully here, he will raise us up and we'll live in his sight. So follow on, people. Know the Lord. Know his going forth. It's been prepared as the morning, and he shall come unto you as the rain, as the former and the latter rain into the earth. So, like Joel chapter 2, verse 23 declares, be glad then, you children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he has given you the former rain moderately, and he will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain and the latter rain in the first month, and the floor shall be full of wheat, and the vat shall overflow with wine and oil, and I'll restore to you the years the locust has eaten, the cankerworm and the caterpillar and the palmer worm, my great army which I sent among you, and you shall eat in plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord your God who has dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be ashamed, and you shall know that I am in the midst of Israel and that I am the Lord your God and none else, and my people shall never be ashamed again, and it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, your old men shall dream dreams, your young men shall see visions, and also upon the servants in the hand, and upon the handmaids in those days, I will pour out my spirit, people, and this is that day like never before, for the earth has been filled and is now being filled. Is starting to be filled. It hasn't been totally filled yet. It's not completely filled. It's just now getting underway. For the earth shall be filled entirely with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters covers the sea. And this is the time in which we're living now, and you should be able to rejoice in it and be exceedingly glad. This is a time so grateful to be alive in. You should rejoice and be exceedingly glad. The July 4th, 2025 is the celebration of the anniversary of the birth of the United States of America, and it's going to go down in the tally books as the greatest one ever to be experienced. And be glad that you're alive in this time, believer. Your future, your years coming forward are brighter than ever before. The opportunities coming your way are unanticipated. They're so good. And know that when God is for you, who or what can be against you? This is his time for his people, and he's doing it all for you. He loves you, and you should rejoice and be happy. He is for you. When God is for you, who or what can be against you? And just blessed be his holy name now and forevermore.
Okay, we're going to have to stop the broadcast there, and it's time to take up an offering. The man who walks with God always gets to his destination. Trusting God with your money opens the doorways to the room for the blessing to be poured out into. And the key to financial blessing for you is in your giving, a first fruits offering of all your increase. So if this ministry has been a blessing in your life, then sow your financial seed into it. We constantly have opportunity to expand our ministry outreach, and your seed sown will help us do just that. And if you've been listening to this broadcast on a regular basis and you use the ministry broadcast as your church, you know, then you should be tithing into it as well. And a tithe is a tenth of all your increase. Everybody always has a tithe, and that's the poorest of the poor. If you have a dime in your pocket, you can tithe a penny. If you have a dollar, you can tithe a dime. If you have $100, you can tithe $10. If you have $100 million, you can tithe $10 million, and you're meeting God's requirement, you know. And in that process, you're setting yourself up for success, because God told us in Malachi 3 in verse 10, it says, "Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, says the Lord of hosts." So you'll always get your harvest when its fullness of ripeness has been reached. So God will get it back to you, as Jesus said, "Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over." And we're living in the time of Amos 9 and 13 now, where it says, "Behold, the days come, says the Lord, that the plowman shall overtake the reaper and the treader of grapes, him that sows seed, and the mountains shall drop sweet wine, and all the hills shall melt." We're at the point where the harvest comes before we even let the seed go from our hands. If you can believe God for that, you will see it happen. All right, now that the offering is done, let me declare the blessing over you. Raise your right hand up and receive the blessing right now. Lord, bless your people and keep them. Make your face shine upon them, Lord, and be gracious unto them this week. Lift up your countenance upon your people, Lord, and give them peace. And put your name upon your children, Lord, and bless them as you said you would, as they go forth this week with the victory that's in Christ Jesus. And as you can tell by the music, we've come to the end of the broadcast. Thank you for tuning in. Tune in again next week, same time, same radio station. And until then, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And know that in the anointed one, Jesus, and his anointing, you are blessed, empowered to prosper in every area of your life. The Lord be lifted up.